I had a friend named Dr. Billy Byersharp from Texas, who is a Methodist minister and educator, industrial psychologist. And he did work for my partners in our bond trading firm. And he got to know him very well. He had an idea for something that he wanted to do, which is develop a way of reducing healthcare costs that he called paths of illness. And we got together and I decided to help him do this. And so what we did is we went to the combined insurance companies, which is now called Aon, and the owner of the company, W. Clement Stone Jr., was a good friend of Billy's. I also knew him because he was a client at Smith Barney, where I worked. And he allowed us to look at 625,000, approximately, claims forms that had been submitted into one of their health care insurance policies. And using Candy 1000 computers, we looked at some 600,000 forms. It took us 2 years to do it. And on each claim form, you have diagnoses, either ICD-9 or DRG codes that tell the reason for the service that was being that the claim was for. And we developed, using statistics, a way of connecting one diagnosis to another. And we found in that population that was insured, we found that half the people that paid for insurance never filed a claim. Now, this is excluding accidents. This is health costs. And of the 50% that did file claims, about 75% of them were filed for feel-good medicine. Not really bad stuff. And so what we were interested in doing is figuring out how we could intercede into the life of somebody who's filing feel-good claims. A feel-good claim for somebody who's overweight that's working in a warehouse, that person is eventually going to end up with back surgery because they're out of shape. Somebody who has problems at work, they're upset, and so on, and eventually end up getting ulcers, and that can lead on to heart problems and so on. So it's which are expensive operations. So if you can get somebody early and get them into a weight loss program, you'll solve a person's problem. The same thing, if they have a problem that is going to lead to ulcers, you want to get them into working with a psychiatrist. So we developed this whole system, and then we went to companies in the Chicago area that were self-funded. They self-funded their insurance, health insurance plans. And we couldn't get anybody interested, except for a good friend of ours who had a hospital up in Waukegan. And he let us use our process up there. The year that we talked to him, he had paid about $480,000 for the health care for his hospital staff. And we reduced it in 18 months to about $203,000 by using our system. He sold the hospital and healthcare cost me back up above $600,000 that they threw away our system. And so our system, the way it works is after two or three claims are filed, we are typically able to pick up a path of illness, a group of maybe five different paths of illness somebody's been. And then give us a couple more claims forms, and we'll have identified the path of illness. At that point in time, we will intercede in that person's life, and we'll get them to an industrial psychologist or weight loss program, whatever it takes, and stop the person from continuing on to have a back surgery or heart surgery, whatever. And that's how we reduce the cost. So, great idea. Couldn't figure out how to get anybody to do anything with it. So, the beginning of the mistake. I did some research, and I found that you can buy small life and health companies for no money. You just have to be smart about it. You have to understand how to do the financing. Right? So we ended up, long story short, owning three of them. One in Tampa, Florida, one in Chicago, and one in Phoenix, Arizona. And so for 6 years, I would get on an airplane and fly to from Chicago to Tampa or Chicago to Phoenix, switch in the middle of the week, and then fly back to Chicago where I live on the weekends. Yeah. And the insurance company in Tampa, when I started, had about $450,000 a month as premium. In the 3 years I worked with that company, I built the premium up to a little over $4 million a month. So we really had something going. We used our plan and got it written into our policies. So instead of paying, our plans were rated at 65 cents of every premium dollar to pay health claims. Our actual experiences, we were paying about 52 cents. So that 13 cents drop right to the bottom line, which is a pretty hefty profit margin in the insurance business. And he did a very poor job at establishing the system out there. He worked better when he had other people around him like me. I had too much to do. I was selling in Florida. So they set up the system, and he didn't set it up so it tracked the right way. And we ended up starting to get problems. And then the group of us that owned the company, we had five of us, we needed to come up with more financing for the insurance company in Arizona, and the three of the five guys didn't have the wherewithal. So my partner and I, who's same name, same birthday, excuse me, Frank and I, took over all three companies, and we decided to use the local folks at Modern Pioneers in Arizona to do the underwriting, which turned out to be a big mistake. So we started to run into some problems, and we were insuring dead people in Apache County. The county police had three people that they said were alive that were really dead. And they did that, so their wives were their health insurance. And fraud like that was taking place. We had the straw that broke the camel's back was a little baby was born in LA Medical Center in Los Angeles. And with a very rare disease, she shed her skin in 4 days and died. And very sad. We got the bill from the LA Medical Center, and it was something north of $3 million. And so I sent my detective over to take a look at it, and the reason it was so high is the LA Medical Center is a teaching hospital. And the doctor that worked on this little baby had 12 or 16 interns that were working with him. The hospital billed us the same amount of money for all the interns, each one as a doctor, which is outrageous. So we denied paying any money to any of the interns. One morning, I walked into my office in Phoenix, and the Arizona and Commissioner of Insurance was sitting in my desk chair with an older couple there in my office. And it turned out to be the grandparents of that child who died. And the insurance commissioner said that she was going to close my company down because we are not appropriately paying claims. And I said, okay. And you want to see the whole thing? I went and got the file. And I told the grandparents, I said, you really don't want to look at some of the stuff because we have pictures of that little baby. And after about a half an hour of talking with the insurance commissioner, she was satisfied that we were doing the right thing and left. And I was working with the parent, with the grandparents, because they still, the hospital was billing them for the amount that we didn't pay. And I paid about, I don't know, $400,000 or $500,000. And so they were stuck with $2.6 million. And so I gave them my detective, and they sued the hospital, and they ended up not paying. But with that, I talked to my partner, who's in the banking business, not in the insurance business, and I said to Frank, "This is, we need to get out of this business. The actuaries were unable to appropriately determine the rise of healthcare costs." This was in the 80s. I mean, they were growing at 10 or 15% a year, and the actuaries were thinking more like 5 or 6. So if you set aside, we're not able to set aside enough money out of the premiums to pay the healthcare costs, and the state would not allow us to raise our premiums. So we, it was heading right down into the toilet. And so he agreed, and we called a meeting in Chicago with the Department of Insurance from Illinois, Arizona, and Florida, and they all came up, and we sat down and said, "All right, this is a check writing party. How much money do we have to come up with to recapitalize the companies, and we're going to turn all three companies over to each state, and you can and dissolve the companies, and move the active insurance to another company." And they gave us a number, and I sat down, and we split it in half, and I wrote a check that started with 900.000.00. And Frank wrote a check for the same amount of money. And the checks over to the insurance departments, and they took our companies, closed them down. And that was the biggest mistake, the most costly mistake that I made in all of the stuff that I did in my life. But I looked at what we did, and we got out in actually better shape than if we had stayed around and tried to fight. So that's my biggest mistake.